Is sin greater when you're fully aware of the sin in front of you and you still commit it versus ignorant sin?
I mean, I think 100%.
I do too.
Yeah.
And I was convicted of it the other day. And I just thought, whoa, okay. Let's say it's like stealing and it's very premeditated. And you're like, I know this is wrong. I'm still going to do it. Is way worse than, you know, I think a casual just, oh, I'm just going to take that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, trying to think of some other biblical proofs or examples, but if you look at the Old Testament, you know, there were things that you would need to do to reconcile sin in the sacrificial system, and not all sins were created equal. You know, not all sins made it on the Ten Commandments.
Well, and there is that biblical line around that, like, all sins are equal in God's eyes. And I've never been like murdering a child.
Not in the Bible.
Nicking a candy bar is not the same.
Yeah, it's not in the Bible that all sins are equal.
Yeah, where does that come from? I think
the concept is, if you sin once, you're guilty of the entire law, which is true. In terms of, in God's eyes, an infraction against God, a sin is sin. You know, God is perfect and sinless. I think that concept is true, but I think we conflate, if you sin in part, that makes you entirely a sinner. The only way to not be a sinner is to not sin at all. So if you even do the tiniest sin, you're a sinner. We conflate that with all sins are equal in God's eyes, which I don't believe is true.
Well, I think it's also conflated in the scripture around, if you like lust with your eyes, it's as bad as, like, you know, doing it.
Right.
I have trouble with that one.
There's a question in the catechism, either the Westminster or the 1689, it says, are all transgressions of the law equally heinous? And the answer is, some sins in themselves and by reason of several aggravations are more heinous in the sight of God than others. So that's not to say that any sin is bad, but some sins are more heinous than others.
I'd agree. Yeah, they're all sin, right? Like, yeah. Wet is wet, but there's a difference between being soaked, being in the pool, and a sprinkling. Still wet, right? And I think that's in a similar analogy to the whole idea that a sin is a sin, but some are more heinous than others. I think that's a great differentiator within there.
And the Bible says that there are sins unto death and sins that are not unto death. So, like, sometimes God will, like, drop that person. Like, he will kill them.
Right.
And then there are other sins that God lets them go on. Because every Christian will deal with sin for the rest of their life. And God isn't killing any of the three of us for any of the sins we committed today, because we're all still alive. But there are people that God does kill them to stop them. Like, you are not going any further in this sin. So
there's even a sin that's unpardonable.
We have some exciting news for our listeners. This summer, 2025, we will be releasing our book, Confronting Evil in Our Time, Unpacking the Screwtape Letters podcast, inspired by C.S. Lewis. We are making signed first edition copies available for you leading up to the release. To secure your first edition signed copy, go to screwtapeletterspodcast.com and fill out the form to get your book. From Galen and I, we want to thank you for your support, and Jesus Christ, who makes all things possible. God bless.